Runk.
Lifeline is an advice show for entertainment purposes only. If you need real help or advice, please seek a therapist or a licensed professional.
It was Hello? Very cool Hello? That you had a dream Hello? Last night. It was very cool Hello? That you had a dream last night that Hello? Your friends were in a house burning alive because they wanted to. And there was nothing you could do except scream and cry. Oh, that was me.
Interesting, because I was about to correct you and say, actually, I had a dream where I was a part on both sides and different taking turns on reenacting genocides. So I would be both the killing party and the killed party, and people would reenact them. But we realized each time anew that there were real bullets in the guns. Like it was like a civil war reenactment, but these were like not real genocides in the past, like future genocides that hadn't actually happened. Mm. And we had to like act them out. And then we would realize as we were acting them out, they were really killing us.
Oh, God.
And then it would reset, and then I would be the killer, and then it would reset again, and I would be the one who gets. And each time I would be surprised.
A Tom Cruise movie.
Oops. Each time I would be surprised.
A Tom Cruise movie, dude. It's called The Killing Party. Called yeah, Genocide man. In so, the Future Genocide.
So it's all good that we have super fucked up brains.
No, dude. Mine was fucked up, man. I was just like, no. Crying, and somebody was just watching me cry while one of my friends chose to burn alive in a fucking house.
But they wanted to do it.
Yeah, I know. But, dude, he was still screaming and stuff anyway, dude. It's sad. We hate to start, Nicolas Cage. We hate to start on a somber, downtrodden message. But you got too many drinks, man. So,
about this? I got a. How have you been? Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. How have I been? Well,
dick.
I went
worst therapist.
To...
Dude, you have too many drinks.
Okay. Well, I like to drink them all.
Water, Perrier, Coca Cola. Not something worth just checking out, dude.
That's a Coke?
I mean, a blind taste test.
That's a Perrier.
Butthead. The way you laugh. All right.
Okay, all right. So.
Speaking of blind taste tests, you just straight up look blind.
Where I went this weekend was a place I like to call Montreal, which I love. I love Montreal.
Do you like to call it that because it's Montreal?
I love Montreal. First time I ever went there was with you.
Why is that? Camera not blinking, it is blinking. Okay, good.
First time
you went with me. And you know what you said once when we were there? You said, I will come to Montreal with you every single time you come. And you only went once.
You didn't ask me. No, but I went.
I didn't.
I went because I had some movies in a film festival up there and was invited and paid for and yada, 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 bada bing, bada boom. Anyway, I was supposed to come back on Monday, but I had a bunch of work shit. So I had to change my flight to Sunday. The group I was with, I had to go alone, okay? I had to fly back alone.
Okay.
Now, you know me, okay? You know.
Better than
By
anyone.
The way, I've been telling Chris all fucking these last few days, I got this story for you. I can't wait to tell you, but I'm not going to tell you until we start the fucking podcast. So you don't know this story.
No, and you keep talking about how crazy it is.
Okay, it's the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
All right,
besides
I'll be the judge.
When I fell down an elevator shaft.
What?
Yeah.
When did that happen? Butthead.
In high school? Was that in high school, Chris?
Yes, but you weren't the person who fell down.
Okay, great.
Wow.
So,
so it wasn't you.
So anyway, so this
Maybe
story is the number one craziest thing that's ever happened by far.
Okay.
So
since we just found out that the elevator thing happened to Chris, not
this is verifiable, and I keep waiting for the fucking cops to call me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, I'm flying alone, and you know me. How nervous am I to fly?
Zero.
Right, exactly. 0% nervous to fly. I fly a lot. I never get nervous. I'm just like, whatever, we take off.
Right.
I fucking fall asleep before and I don't even notice we took off. For whatever reason, I get there to flight fucking early because they're like, get there early because customs takes so long. Yeah. Custom takes me 12 minutes.
It never takes long, dude. And there's one every 20 times.
But the fest people were like warning me,
right?
Right. So I'm like, okay, I guess I got to fuck. Anyway, I get there and like, I got either 3 hours early.
Wow.
And I'm just waiting.
So dead.
And finally, we get on the plane. Then we're waiting on the plane.
Yeah.
And the time's going. I got a buddy picking me up on the other end. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just getting like antsy. And I'm just realizing the limited space around me. I'm in an exit row, but it's not enough space.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I'm like my knees tapping and I'm noticing myself getting more and more anxious.
Wow.
And I'm just like, all right, at least if we just take off, it'll be...
You'll be on your way.
Exactly. So 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes pass. Finally, we take off like 30, 40 minutes after we're supposed to. Mm-hmm. We're in the air and I'm good.
Yeah.
I fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I wake up and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. I bet we're almost back in LA. I look at the flight map thing.
Okay.
And it's 3 hours and 11 minutes left.
Okay.
So we're not even close.
Well, you fell asleep for fucking 4 hours.
2 hours.
Okay,
two and a half hours, right? Cool. So a little less than halfway. Okay. So how far we are.
Okay.
So
he's laughing already.
I'm looking at 311.
Okay.
And we've talked a little bit about anxiety attacks that we've had.
Yeah.
And the first one I ever had, I overheard this couple talking about Jerry O'Connell. And then I started thinking about Jerry O'Connell and how weird it is that he's so famous. And then my mind just spun out. And then 90 seconds later, I'm like, I can't see. My heart's beating.
For real?
My mouth. Yeah.
Joe's Apartment was a good movie.
And,
anyway.
You're going to give me one. And that's the context. That's my first anxiety attack. I've had like two or three total, okay. But they're always in restaurants or weirdly lowly lit places. Like one time I had one in the stadium at night.
Okay.
It's the way the light affects me and sometimes the way my mind spins out, unspools in an unforeseen way, right?
Okay.
So 311.
But you don't pass out.
No, I don't pass out.
Okay.
So it's 311 and I'm thinking about, it's I got 3 hours and 11 minutes. That sucks. I'm starting to realize that this tight space again. Everybody's asleep. It's like a night flight.
Oh.
And then I think about, oh yeah, there's that band 311. And then I think about, oh, I remember when that band 311 was popular, everybody said it was a white supremacist band because 311, 3Ks, okay, right, KKK.
Yeah. Right.
And then I'm thinking about the KKK. And then I'm just like, whoops, you know, my brain is now falling out of my skull. And I'm just like, fucking, and I get like a million fucking thoughts flying through my head, all uncontained and unthought through.
Okay.
And then I'm like, well, at least a lot of time just passed. And I look at the flight map and there's 3 hours and 11 minutes left. Okay. So like I'm losing my perception of fucking time.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just like, but inside,
right?
I'm not freaking out on the outside. I'm freaking out on the inside because I'm a good person. I don't want to scare these people on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'm actually like, uh-oh, this is going to be an anxiety attack.
Oh, fuck.
And usually I have like, you know, whatever, fucking Xanax, something around.
Yeah.
Somebody with something, even though I don't usually have those things. So I'm like, somebody on the plane has to have one. Maybe even if I ask the flight attendant.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go to the back and I tell this flight attendant, look, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to cause a scene. I don't want to scare you or anybody else. But like, I know myself. I've had a couple of these before in my life. I'm on the precipice of having an anxiety attack.
Oh, no.
And I don't know what to do. I don't have any medication with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's really, really nice.
Okay.
And she says, okay, well, let me see what I can do. And it seems like she's going to fucking figure something out, right?
Yeah.
So she goes to the front, to the head of the flight crew, and the head of the flight crew comes back, two women now.
Okay.
Okay. They both come back. And she's talking to me about what she can do. Is there anything?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you know, if you just talk to me. And I'm like, ha ha. Thanks,
I know what I fucking need, right?
So she's like, okay.
But you're not telling her what you might need.
I am. I'm like, it would really help me if somebody had some kind of Valium or Xanax or anything like that.
You know,
right?
They can't do that though, right? Okay.
So she's like, okay. And she's coming up with suggestions.
Super
that
nice,
like,
right.
Suck, but she's being so nice.
Yeah.
She's clearly never had an anxiety attack.
Right. She's like, what if we do a play?
Right. And she's like, you can pace around here in the galley. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But thanks.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm like being nice, but like short, you know? I'm just like, thanks. But you know, I actually know what this is, you know?
Right.
And
I know you in these situations. Right.
And so I'm like, okay. She's like, well, what we could do, if you think it's worth it, we could call, see if there's a doctor on the plane. See if he can talk to you, right? He or she can talk to you,
okay.
Right? And I'm like, normally, you know me, I would never do that, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like, my heart's like about to pop out of my chest, right?
So I'm like, you're really going through it.
Yeah, dude. And so I'm like, okay. And they're like, okay, great. And they're being so nice, okay?
Wow.
So they call for a fucking doctor. This guy comes to the back of the plane. And he's like, what's going on? You know, and everybody's got a mask on except me. And they're like, it's okay, you don't need a mask on. I think it might have contributed. But I wasn't being like a fucking shitty MAGA guy, like, I don't wear this shit. I was just like, I think this
might have contributed to what?
My anxiety. Because I'm feeling like contained, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know.
So you took it off.
They let me take it
got
off.
Got it.
Right?
Because
it's Air Canada flying from Canada.
Yeah.
Legally, they have to wear it the whole flight.
Got it.
Which sucks. And So the doctor is all just as fucking cool, okay. just as great. It's and they're Canadian, like, so and nice. He's like, so it turns out he's a neurosurgeon at Cedars.
Whoa. Right?
Okay. So he's like, my son has this exact same Whoa. Thing, happens all the time. You guys have a first aid kit, right? They're like, yes. And he's like, you guys have Valium and Xanax and Ativan in there, right? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, yes, right? Why didn't you say that, dude?
Well, because she needs a doctor clearance.
That's right, exactly. Right. So he's like, well, get it out. And he even now he's like, just give it to him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got to sign all these papers. He's being so fucking great. He's
right,
like,
right.
my absolute hero.
Yeah, cool.
Okay?
Cool.
So he hooks me up and he's like, he'll need two, but give him one. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, if he's not feeling a lot better in 20 minutes, give him the next one, right?
Okay.
I take one, feeling a little bit better.
Okay, good. Okay? Yeah, good. Doing his job.
20 minutes later, I'm like, I'm still like, yeah. my heart's still racing. Uh-huh. It would be better. I've taken this drug many times.
Yes, right.
I've been prescribed it. And by doctors
Ativan?
Who know, yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, well, she comes by and she's like, would you, the head of the flight team, would you like that other one?
Yeah.
I can see you seem a little bit still maybe nervous.
Yeah.
And I was like, that would be amazing. Thank you so much. She brings me another one. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm like, okay, well, the edge is going to go. Now here's where the story turns.
Oh my God.
The woman in the row in front of me turns around and says, hi, so nice. Hi, I heard you were having an anxiety attack. I get them all the time. Would you like some of my medicine? She doesn't know at all that I've gotten medicine
right,
from the flight people
right,
already,
right,
okay?
Right, right.
Which is already a lot. It's not like I'm going to go fucking passing out or anything.
Right, right.
But it's a big dose. 2 milligrams of Ativan is a lot.
That's, yeah, okay.
So, but me being me and not you,
yeah.
I immediately say yes before she can even stop asking, finish asking the question.
Wow.
She gives me a pill that I've never seen before. And
but you already had the second one.
I know. Right before this. Right before it. She.
So you should have waited for it to set
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So I should have waited. I shouldn't even have taken it, right?
Oh, God.
So
man.
She hands me the pill. And in one motion, her hand comes out. My yeah. hand goes out, gets it, and just fucking okay. takes the pill, right?
Jesus Christ. You didn't even ask what it was?
No. Dude, I just. It was
okay.
just so
All right.
stupid.
All
right.
Okay.
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 So I take it. Mom and Dad, sorry. I know you're listening to this. You're so mm-hmm. fucking freaking out right now.
That's crazy.
I won't
dude.
Do it again, I promise. Next thing I know, dude, I'm coming to, standing above different people on the plane, in the middle of conversations, and all of them are looking at me like this. And only I can see their eyes. They're all like this.
And they're
scared.
We're
really
you?
Confused. I'm in the aisle, standing over them. And every time I come to, I realize I'm scaring this person. I don't know how I got here. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay, okay, hold on.
Okay.
Where are they? They're just
They're in their
standing.
Seat being good people, regular,
okay.
good, calm,
okay.
collected, good citizens.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm-
These are passengers.
Passengers, dude.
Okay.
And I'm standing over them.
Okay.
Looking down at them,
mm-hmm.
probably really scary, without a mask on.
Right.
Saying things that I don't even know what they are, because- I don't know what I'm doing
because
I'm not
to.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wake up when I'm realizing I'm upsetting someone only.
What?
This happens at least 4 times. One time, dude. Two of them I remember distinctly. Okay. One time, a guy is pushing me off of him. And I come to because he's physically pushing me. And I'm like... I'm being pushed by a guy who I don't know who it is and I don't know what I'm talking to him about. And but then when I come to, I'm just me again. So I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. I don't even know what I said to you. I don't know what I said to you. Whatever I fucking said
what?
To you, I don't know what it was and I'm sorry, okay? The next one that I remember, I'm standing above this poor middle-aged woman. I'm sure a very nice, sweet person. She looks fucking terrified. And all I know is that I come to wake up, let's say, saying, remember that? You don't remember that?
Okay.
You don't remember that? And she's just like okay. so scared. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I feel so bad because I'm the one scaring
yeah,
this person.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't even know how I did it.
Right.
Right? Okay. So then finally I'm
oh
back
my
in my
God.
Fucking seat. And the guy next to me actually, I mean, everyone on this plane was so nice. The guy next to me was so nice. I guess I gave him my email address at some point, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay? So he emails me just to see how I'm doing.
When?
Like the next day.
Okay. So and you get off the plane, everything's okay?
Yeah, dude, I find the guy picking me up. The next day he was like, you were fucked up. What the fuck? You know, what happened to you last night? And I was like, I told you. He's like, I know, but dude, what the fuck? Well, I dropped you off at a 7-Eleven. Well, I picked you up, then took you to 7-Eleven. You came out. Everyone in the 7-Eleven was like dying laughing at you. I was like, I don't remember that even a little bit, right? So the guy who I was sitting next to, him and his wife, they were coming back from Italy. He's like, he emails me just to see how I am.
Okay.
Right? And I'm like, oh, dude, I'm fucking great. Like, I feel great. Thanks for checking in. How you doing? Like, I remember you're a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But I know what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know why he's checking in.
He saw you at your worst.
Yeah. And so I fucking, I'm like, hey, do you know what I was doing, right? And he was like, yeah, like kind of everybody knew what you were doing.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
And like, I was like, did I like do anything really bad?
Yeah.
And he was like, actually, no. It was just like, you were being like really weird. And I was like, what was I doing? And he's like, well, I don't know because I didn't hear all of it and no one did. But you, at the one point, the woman that I was like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was like, you were asking if she remembered the band Pearl Jam and if she remembered the song Daughter. And when she wasn't responding, you started singing it to her. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. Thank God I wasn't there.
Thank God no one I know was there. Yeah. Don't call me daughter. Not fair town. Dude, on a plane to a stranger with no mask on looking up at me fucking terrified.
So what?
No picture can well remind me. Just like scaring everybody, dude.
What did the flight attendants do?
Nothing, dude. They let me run free because I wasn't like really doing anything, I guess.
I mean, that's kind of harassment.
It is harassment, dude. And I fucking feel bad. I feel bad. I mean, I feel terrible, dude.
Okay. So hold on. So, all right. So, holy shit, dude.
And you don't, but that's crazy that you can be standing up doing stuff,
dude,
and you're not even aware.
And I'll tell you the craziest part is that when I would snap into it,
yeah,
I was just me again. And I remember all of that.
Right. So the fourth time it happened, were you like, fuck, another one of these things,
dude,
again? Because you knew it was happening.
Yes, dude. It was like, what the fuck? Like, sit in my chair, motherfucker.
Oh, wow, dude.
Like, I'm two people.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
I'm
Hyde.
I'm two people, dude.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Matt.
And the moral of the story is, I'm two people.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is crazy, dude.
Do you remember Pearl Jam? I'm like the Chris Farley show, you know? Like, I'm interviewing Eddie Vedder on the Chris Farley show.
Boom, the lady, and then you walk up. Hey, do you remember Pearl Jam? Do you remember Daughter? I don't know. Don't call me daughter. What the? Oh, sorry, ma'am.
Well, that was probably the scariest part to them, where I just turn into somebody else.
Yeah. Whoa, dude, I wonder what that pill was.
Dude, it was bigger than an Ativan and blue.
Is the Matrix. You were in the Matrix, dude.
Maybe,
the blue pill.
Maybe I was.
Thank God they didn't give you the red pill. Then you really would have been
MAGA. Yeah, dude. Then I wouldn't even fucking be here. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, what's your advice is don't take medication that isn't...
That was it.
Oh, wow. So she gave you Xanax?
Can you not take
Xanax and Ativan together?
I guess don't take a lot of Ativan and a lot of Xanax together. Who knew?
Wow.
What is the dosage on that? What's the size of the pill? Like, what's the milligrams on that one? Anyway, it was a lot.
Well, the advice if someone called in for that would be don't mix medications if the doctor doesn't tell you to.
Yeah, he didn't prescribe that.
Oh, why did you take it?
Wait, what's the 605? What's that one?
That's alprazolam, is that it?
Yeah,
alprazolam is Xanax, yeah.
Weird alprazolam.
Alprazolam is Xanax, yeah.
Weird alprazolam. That was weird alprazolam when I took that. Dude.
Real bad.
That was me, dude. Weird alprazolam. That's the pill. That's it. I gave a fucking big ass Xanax after the two big Ativan.
Oh, you took alprazolam. I mean, I've taken alprazolam, but I wonder what the dosage was. She probably gave you a fucking Xanny bar, dude.
Yeah, I definitely took the whole thing. I didn't break anything. Just
Foo. It was probably two milligrams.
Yeah,
because I do like a 0.25 and I go to Sandy Island.
If I take half of a milligram of Xanax, I'm like, fucking Chillville.
If you take a 0.5, you go to Sandy Island for a post up for a few fucking days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and if you take a whole milligram,
if you fucking take two, you just
go to Xanny Planet.
You cross Xanax country.
Yeah, right.
Cross country Xanax. Boy. Yep. All right, cool. All right. Well, let's do it.
That's I just had to tell a
fucking
story.
That's an amazing story.
It's the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
Really?
Because I don't remember things I was doing that were definitely scaring people. Mm, and I don't like that.
You know what I mean? Jesus Christ. Thank God you're not famous. All right.
Oh, my God. Thank God it was a dark flight and everybody was asleep. Oh, I'd be on fucking Reddit by now for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You would. Yeah.
Right. People would be like, that's Matt D'Elia from
Lifeline. Yeah, yeah. Wow. We'd get bigger ratings, which would have been good, actually.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you.
Definitely.
All right. Well, before we get into it, we were going to do this, but I got dates coming up. I will be in Grand Prairie, Texas, Dallas, August 26th, Wichita, Kansas, August 27th, Atlanta, Georgia, September 9th, and Washington, D.C., September 10th, Stockton and Oakland. I have a bunch of dates. Go to chrislea.com, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado, Boston, Massachusetts, Albany. I have a bunch of dates. Go check it out. Chrislea.com. Get your tickets. It's, you know, they're selling. So, thanks. All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's see who it is. That's the dead guy. The dead guy.
He survived.
It's a paraplegic, man. I haven't shaved, so that's probably the first thing you're going to say. And the first thing most girls say is, like good hygiene.
I mean, okay.
I think...
died.
To add to one of the problems of,
I mean, this guy is, wait, hold on, stop it.
He's always dying.
This guy stopped in the middle. He started in the middle of the video.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you not pause it? Just pause it. You don't have to start it again. And wow, dude.
And then he died.
Chris stays fucking it up. Yes, dude. Play it again from the beginning. Maybe anyway, so low. If that was any lower, his eyes would be covered.
Just a paraplegic, man.
The guy from Fat
Albert. I haven't shaved, so that's probably the first thing you're going to say. And the first thing most girls say is like good hygiene.
I mean, died.
I think
died. This guy dies.
To add to one,
you know what happens? Pause it. He goes back in time, and he experiences a whole year, and then comes back. Goes to the future, experiences a whole year, and then fixes the world, and then comes back. That's what happens.
Yes.
Like, we would have all died, an asteroid would have hit us and killed us, but he saved our lives right there. Go back and see how he saved our lives. What, right here? Watch when he saved planet Earth. I can't go back. Well, then just start it again. Planet, look, this is when he saved the planet.
Okay.
From extinction.
Hey, what's up, D'Elia's? It's the paraplegic, man. I haven't shaved, so that's probably the first thing you're going to say, and the first thing most girls say is good hygiene.
Save the planet. Saved humanity right there.
To one of the problems of why I had to ask for advice is because I'm short and you couldn't see that. So you probably have to answer for that. So I'm thinking maybe
saved humanity.
Should we just go for taller women? Or, I mean, you look shorter than your wife, or... is Matt, are you taller than yours?
What?
I don't know. If that's the issue. But
I look shorter than my wife?
Yeah, you look shorter than Kristen, he says.
Hopefully, just not my hygiene. I know that for a fact, but I don't know. What, should I go to bars? What? I don't like bars. I don't really like drinking.
Saved humanity.
Let me know.
Saved humanity three times, we would have been extinct.
All right. So it turns out that he's short. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
First of all, how short? Second of all, I don't look shorter than Kristen.
I don't know, dude. This guy's got a couple things going on. But, dude, you're fucking handsome and you're so confident. You fall asleep in the middle of questions, dude.
He's cool. You're like Matt. You fall asleep and wake up and then you're standing above somebody singing Pearl Jam. Dude, you and him are basically Marvel Avengers. You know
the two ones that didn't make it. Yeah.
Well, he's saving the world and you're just kind of singing karaoke to people on planes.
Yep.
Yeah. Do I go to bars is what he's saying? Dude, I always think that if you're going to try to meet a significant other, going to bars is the worst thing.
Yeah.
Like, the people who are at bars are not looking to, I mean, pretty much.
They might be, but.
No. But you're at a bar, dude. You go there to get drunk. You know what I mean?
I mean, I agree.
Yeah. So it's like you're looking for the people who are trying to do something reckless. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think some people are trying to fuck. If he's just trying to fuck, I guess go to a bar. Well, but I think he's trying to find a girlfriend, right?
That's what guys go to bars for. Women don't go to bars to fuck.
Ah,
they don't.
Maybe not as much.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, they go to hang out with the girls. Have a night out, and then they come home and do a Ouija board or some shit.
I'm just trying to say he seems like he's looking for a relationship, and don't go to a fucking bar for that. Just like be a guy in the world who is as confident as you are. You're fucking so confident, you're falling asleep in the middle of questions. Just even though you're short, and obviously it doesn't matter you're short, you fucking have confidence. That's all that matters, dude. And I don't mean like boastful fucking assholery. Just like being a person on earth who's comfortable with who you are. That's all. And you clearly are. You're falling asleep in the middle of between words all the time.
Saying it so much. You know? He is, but also maybe be more engaged. Sit up when you're talking to people,
maybe,
you know?
Talk a little faster. Maybe don't fall asleep in the middle of sentences.
Yeah. I mean, this guy.
Yeah, man, I'm just thinking, you know, nice meeting you at this bar, you know, maybe we just hang out. Sorry, I was. So what had happened was in 40 years.
She's just walking away already.
In 40 years, humanity is at a standstill. I had to go fix basically all the sperm count. Scientifically, I had to go fix the sperm count in men because it was dying. And it was at the crux of the situation where we was all going to be extinct. Anyway, what do you want to drink?
I'm going to go join my friends.
What's that?
I'm going to go join my friends. Thank you.
I mean, the fucking guy's just, he's sitting right, it's right in front of him, dude. You're a confident guy. Be that and talk to women. And don't be a creep. It's so simple. Yeah. Just those things.
All right.
You're good.
All right.
And yeah, if he's asking about hygiene, be clean too.
Be clean. But a little bit of beard is good though. Girls say that because they don't know what else to say.
This isn't like bad hygiene. No.
I know. People are always like, oh, Chris Lee, you look like you don't shower. Bro, I shower. Oh yeah? How about this? I shower more than you, dude.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I do. I shower at least once a day. At least. I never go a day without showering. Really? Ever.
I do.
I went one day without showering in the past however many years. What? And it was when I got my nose surgery.
Jesus.
Hey, dude.
Oh, you all right? You're fucking having a stroke over there.
All right, dude. Next one.
What's up, fellas? Got a question I could use your help on. I'm 28. The last 6 years since I graduated college, I've been saving up for a down payment on a house.
Nice.
I'm finally able to do so. And what should be an extremely exciting time for me is kind of being clouded by a girlfriend who I've been living with the last 2 years. Pretty much said that she's not going to move into a house or even be with me if I buy a house without her on the mortgage. Personally, I don't believe I should be on a mortgage with someone I'm not married to. I'm just not ready for that at this time. And she's also looking at my bank account saying if I buy a house, I won't have enough money for a ring, which the Brinks headquarters is in my backyard.
Right.
Just so you know.
Okay, good.
Question, do I proceed with buying the house? And if so, how do I break it to her that it doesn't matter? I'm going through with this shit.
That's so sexy, the way you just said that.
That guy's a sexy guy.
That's what she wants you to say. Buy the house, bro. This is crazy.
That doesn't sound like a fair deal. I don't know why. Am I missing something?
She say? Yeah. Yeah, no, she's being not. If what he's saying is true, I'll assume that.
Right.
Don't buy a house. You won't have enough to get a ring.
Oh, he said a ring?
That's what he said,
right? Oh, dude. Wow. Okay.
And then he said, I don't want to, you shouldn't buy a house unless I'm on the mortgage. Dude, those are two. Oh, those flags are burgundy, dude. Like, you gotta make sure to just, this is like, these are two red flags.
That's not good, dude. She said she doesn't want to move in the house if she's not on the mortgage. Say, great, thank you, and just buy the house and move in.
Yeah, I'm going to get a house. I'm going to move in. You're welcome to come with me.
But
this is not happening. We get married. I could put you on the fucking shit. I could put you on the deed or whatever it is.
Right.
But like let's work towards this together. I'm with you. We're not on different teams. We're on the same team. We want the same goal. But right now you're jumping when we should be hopping, right? Yeah, this is a red flag, dude. These flags be burgundy as shit, man.
Wow.
It's that time of the month for these flags, dude. These flags are fucking need a tampon right up soaking next to them, dude.
Wow.
Are you kidding me, man?
Just didn't let the metaphor sit there. I had to explain it in bloody detail.
Saying the flag would be inside of... Dude, these flags are inside between, of the women, and it's that time of the month, dude.
Okay. So I don't think that's a very good sounding relationship, though, too. To further my advice... I don't think that's a very good sounding relationship.
I don't think that's a very good sounding relationship.
I mean, right?
It sounds bad, yeah. And I could tell by the kind of guy you are and the face you have, the kind of relationships that you get into, and I know what's going on, bro.
Okay, well, why don't you tell him?
No, because honestly, that's for me and him to be on that wavelength and understand it. You know what's going on, bro. You know what to do, okay? You're being a little bit of a fucking guy that's like, what do I do? But you know what to do. And that's why she liked you in the first place. And that's what works for the relationship. Or get to step in. And that's that, dude.
Mm. Okay. All right. There we have it. Next one. Okay. So much headroom.
Hey, guys. Oh, huge Duck fans. Dynasty. Chris, I watched you play Red Redemption.
It. Now, I know we just said guys with beards don't necessarily have bad hygiene. This is not an example of that.
We don't know that, though. He showers every day.
Let's just look at the surroundings. We look at everything.
You're judging
We
him,
are
dude.
Judging
you're
it, judging but that's him. What we do best. Go ahead.
I don't judge, you judge.
All right, we'll go. Here we go.
Too much. Also, Matt, you're hilarious, and
Thank
I'm
you.
A huge fan.
Well,
hey.
I mean, I'm here, but...
Guys, guess what?
What's up?
My baby gets to come home soon. 3 months in the hospital.
Oh, no.
My wife is still up there, hour and a half away, driving back and forth.
Hell yeah,
And
though.
He finally gets to come home.
Aw.
So pumped.
That's
yes, dude. That's
wow. Say.
But I want to surprise my mom and dad. Uh-huh. He's named after my dad.
Okay.
Clinton. So we call him Little Clint.
Cute.
What's the best way to surprise my mom and dad? Because they don't know he's coming home soon. Yeah. They know he's coming home someday.
Right.
But what's the best way to surprise him? Guys, I love y'all. I'm super anxious. I filmed this 40 times.
Aw.
Thank you.
We love you, dude.
Guy couldn't be sweeter, man.
Congratulations
on the kid. I take back that hygiene shit. He seems
clean as
shit.
Yeah, you fucked up. You did bad.
I did. I fucked up, dude. We judge and we live and we learn, right? We live and we learn. And maybe he's not part of Duck Dynasty, but if that guy hasn't shot a duck, I would be fucking absolutely shocked.
Right. He's probably, I don't judge, but he's shot a duck.
He shot a duck. And so, look, I think that this is one of those things that is so beautiful and so amazing that you don't necessarily want to do a thing and have it overshadow how beautiful the moment is. Mm. I think the surprise is just the fact that it's happening. Surprising them is fine, but have them show up and be like, guys, I have a surprise for you. The baby's here. Like, I don't think that there needs to be some sort of what's the best way to surprise them, because the surprise is a surprise within itself, and it's already the most beautiful thing in the world.
I agree about the baby. The name could be a cool surprise. You
he doesn't know
him,
the name.
Right.
When
you surprise him with the kid, that's good. But then take the baby's shirt off and have it say Clinton and a tattoo on his chest.
No, that's too... You shouldn't tattoo anyone...
tattoo the baby
that was just born
with Clinton on his across the chest.
Oh, man, that's emotional, actually. Not the tattoo thing, but like just be like Clinton, meet Clinton Jr. That would be really sweet.
That would be really, really sweet. You know what I'm talking about?
Clinton's a cool name, actually.
Clinton,
I like that.
Meet Clinton Jr.
First name.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I agree with you, actually. You don't want to like get caught up. Plus, you want to enjoy it. You don't want to get caught up in like, the surprise has to be great. Like the surprise is the thing
it's
is the
great.
Thing already.
It's already the best
exactly,
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't overshadow
something
with the thing.
Small and cute if you really want to do something, but don't make it a whole thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, cool.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Matt. I'm a huge fan of the show.
Awesome.
Just a look huge fan in general. Yeah. I will be in Jacksonville in December, so I look forward to seeing Chris then. But my question today is about my boyfriend and golf. So genuinely greatest boyfriend in the world. I know everyone says that, but he is incredible. I don't really have any complaints other than he's recently been playing golf like more and more over the past year or so, to the point where it's like 3-4 times a week. And sometimes he'll go at like 4 p.m. and doesn't get home till like 9 p.m., which kind of interferes with our chill time. He'll like leave town on the weekend to go golf in other places. I just feel like he's starting to put it before me in certain ways. Uh-oh. I'm happy he's passionate about it, but I just kind of wanted to get your opinion. If you feel like I should say something before it gets to the point where it starts to interfere with our relationship, just want your general take on guys who are super obsessed with golf. So yeah, just want your opinion. And thanks for letting me come on the show.
He's cheap.
Is that what we call it, golf? I mean, all guys thought just the same. Any guy listening to that was like, oh, shit.
Dude, so as he leaves town for the weekend and goes to Cabo and fucking
sometimes
just...
Sometimes the golf courses smell like perfume and he comes back smelling like a lot of perfume, golf perfume. I think
O'Day Golf. He said it was O'Day Golf.
All you should do is say.
No, he's not cheap. We're joking.
Yeah. All you should do is say, hey, babe, I love to see you golf. Every time you go, send me a picture of you on the golf course.
Because you think that.
Then you can erase the cheating question.
Oh, I don't think he's cheating. Yeah. I mean, if he's cheating, he's a fucking idiot for saying he's always golfing.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to fucking find. He just gets dressed up and fucking clackety clack, clack, clack out the house and then just.
I think, but if the wrong
clackety 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 with the fucking, you know what I mean? About to finish four wrong.
I mean, if the question is, should you say something? Definitely, that's too. That is so much fucking golfing. Oh, that is an obscene amount of golfing.
That's the guy's. The guy can't stop golfing.
Cannot
dude.
Stop. Can't going stop to the golf course 3 or 4 times a week. Goes away on the weekends to go golfing.
Yeah,
4 p.m. to 9 p.m. That. Is too much to
the
do
anything.
The nighttime
thing is weird. Oh, it does stay light. It does stay light till later, especially if you're in the South. But
it's too much to do anything, though.
It is
too much time
weird.
Doing anything besides work.
You know what does he do? Is he a golfer? What the fuck? What is he like? By the way, my boyfriend is fucking Tiger Woods.
Phil Mickelson.
By the way, my boyfriend is that fucking guy with the weird haircut who's super fat and fucking huge MAGA guy.
Oh, John Daly?
Nickel.
John Daly.
Oh, no, John Daly, yeah. I mean, dude, just be like, why do you fucking golf so much? Hey, how about that, man? Take it back to the fucking old school, dude. You want to go back to the 90s with this dude and be like, hey, by the way, why the fuck do you golf so much?
Yeah.
What are you running from,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah.
Well, what are you running from?
That maybe is a little too confrontational.
Get to work.
Base it, but when you do bring it up, don't be like, don't do what he's saying at all. Mm. Don't be like, why do you like to golf? Be like, I'm kind of missing you, and I think maybe we could cut back a little bit so we kind of split it a bit more because I think you're home less and less, and I would like to have time with us. Quality time in our relationship that isn't necessarily like rushed because you gotta fucking go out to play golf.
Dude, waking up at fucking 1 a.m. Hey, I gotta go golf.
Yeah.
Going to golf, babe. It's nighttime. Can't stop golfing. Dude, it's so funny to think like, what if he is cheating and he's just is so disrespectful that he won't think of even another lie? Like he's just like golf.
Yeah.
Where were you? Golf. Showing up in like not golf clothes. I was golfing.
So wants to get caught.
Yeah. That's just too much golf. That's too much anything, honestly. Yeah. If he was hanging out with you that much, that'd be annoying.
That's what I'm saying. It's too much of anything. Maybe he's an addict. He's got that kind of personality, but like,
yeah.
And maybe it'll
like
burn
it.
Out soon, but bring it up. At least bring it up. But honestly, when you do, don't make it sound like a judgment about how he likes to golf. Make it about you and how you're either missing him or thinking maybe you should spend more time together.
I don't know. I think you should be judgmental. You should be like, golf, what cooking? You should be like, golf, huh? A lot lately. And then he says, yeah, what? And she'd be like, I don't know. I wouldn't do that if it were me.
Well, she's not going to get what she wants if she does that.
Be passive aggressive. All right, next. Holding her head on.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Love your energy. You
holding her head
laugh.
On.
Oh. Here's my question for you. So I have a person in my life who anytime I share a story with them about something that happened to me that week, or it doesn't matter, in the past, their response to my story is to share with me a very detailed one-up story.
Oh,
like
dude.
Better than my story. And I didn't notice it at first, but once I started to notice that she was doing this all the time, I would just kind of like busy myself.
Her boyfriend
with
just left
around
her.
Me to try to give her some social clues like, hey, shut up. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It's not that I don't ever want to hear a story from her. It's just that she does this every single time.
Yeah.
Well, I started noticing that she does this to other people. And their responses are very similar to mine, where you can just tell that they immediately become disinterested.
It's terrible quality.
And kind of are thinking the same thing, like, hey, shut up.
Mm.
So my question to you is, I'm not sure whether this habit of theirs is born out of, like, some narcissism or the opposite end of the spectrum, just insecurity. Should I say something to them and just like, hey, do you realize that you do this and stop doing it? Thanks, guys.
Okay, the first thing is she thinks that's how you have conversations. She's not trying to one-up you.
No, I don't think. I would
thinks
agree.
That's how you're supposed to talk.
Well,
she's just wrong.
But even if you're not right, which you definitely could be, I think that you shouldn't. That you should err on the side of she's not doing it to try and fucking one-up you.
Well, she's definitely not.
Like
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All no. Right, cool. Definitely not that. But cool. I honestly think that when people do something that that makes people uncomfortable like that. It is probably rooted in some kind of insecurity, but it actually is how they think a conversation is supposed to go. They think they're doing it right.
Yeah,
not
maybe.
That they're insecure and sort of panicking and coming up with something to say it. But could I be. Think it's still worth bringing up, and you can ask. I don't think you should say stop doing that, but you can ask why she does it.
You could do that, or you could fucking do the exact opposite, which is make your stories crazier and crazier so she can't fucking match your stories. Tell her dude, it was crazy. I robbed two banks one summer. What do you got to say to that, dude? And she won't be able to match you, and then she'll realize the error of her ways. Hey, I jumped out of a plane twice, once with a parachute on, and the other one, I found a guy falling through the sky with a parachute on, and I grabbed him, and we both parachuted down. What do you got to say to that? She'll realize the error in her ways, and then she'll probably stop doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you could just ask her why she does it.
Yeah, either one is equal. I just, people like this are so annoying. A lot of comics do it. But it's like, let the joke, I live in this world where I'll do it and then people, I like to let people's jokes kind of breathe, they get the laugh, somebody says some shit and before I tag it up and give it a fucking 1-2, you know what I mean? Put that joke on the fucking speed bag, do you know what I'm talking about? Before I start fucking dang it with the joke that's out there fucking drying in the air, before I do that, I'll let it hang, okay? And then I'll fucking put it on the speed bag and dang it up, right? And I respect if somebody lets me do that with my joke too. If I do a joke and then they fucking come in like Joe Coy and just, oh yeah, and also this, and fucking don't let my joke be carefree and fancy out there for a little bit. It's annoying as shit, dude. Stop doing that, Joe Coy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Sounds like you got a little bit of a deeper issue.
It's just he would always do it when we hang out and shit, and it's annoying.
Okay. So, yeah, that's annoying, and you are right to be annoyed by that. But I think know that she's not trying to compete or one-up you. Probably thinks that's how conversations actually go. Give her the benefit of the doubt. But feel free to ask her why she does it. Mm-hmm. However, try not to be like, stop doing that. I hate when you do that, anything like that. You're more likely to get the result you want if you just ask her and sort of probe, and she'll probably get the idea.
Right. Okay. Cool. Next.
Okay.
Can't believe you.
Hey, Chris, Matt, love the show. I need some quick advice. So I got a message from my ex's brother's wife. They want to do an open relationship. She said she's interested in me, but it's weird because I know her family. I know that they have kids. It's a new thing for them, and I don't really want to be the guinea pig, but dude, she's so fucking hot.
Okay.
And I've thought about her before.
He let that dude come out
there. Yeah. You see a hot woman, you think about it, and Dick says yes, brain says no.
Who's Dick?
So what do I do? Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Dick. Yes.
I'm sorry. I need time to process that. Ex's brother's wife.
Yeah.
Ex's brother
wants to bring this guy into the bedroom.
So basically his former brother-in-law, almost. Not even though they weren't married.
Okay. Not really.
His wife. His
ex's brother, but not ex-wife.
Right. Okay. Okay, and they want to have an open relationship, and the brothers, assuming he's okay with it too, they agreed to have an open relationship.
Yeah, and they want to use this guy.
I mean, fuck her. What do you
do it?
Yeah. I don't understand. I mean, at least once.
It depends on how close he is with his ex. If it's a fucking ex of 3 weeks, it's a horrible idea.
Oh, yeah.
If it's an ex of 5 years.
I guess I assumed it was a long time
ago. If you're not in the person's life, then... Yeah.
I assumed it was a long time ago. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it's definitely going to make her feel a certain type of way. If you don't give a shit and if it's been 6 years, then okay. I don't think it matters that much. But if you guys just broke up and you if you were like, it's over. Hey, what's up, Chris and Matt? Like, if you did it like that,
you're going to
doing this is definitely going to make your life more stressful than it is. I'll say that. So in that respect, it better be very boner-inducing. Do you know what I mean?
But let's assume, like most people, he doesn't even talk to his ex anymore. That's over with and it's done with and it's in the past.
Yeah.
This is some, like, think of it as some other new thing. Though. Yeah, maybe.
You're going to hear from her again. It's going to make your life more stressful. And so I'm just saying, that stress has to equal the inducement of the boner. Do you understand?
But I do. But she asked him, right?
Yeah, she asked him. Yeah, it wasn't his idea.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, even though he looks like he's from Lincoln Park, it wasn't his idea.
He does, yeah.
And so what you do is you balance. You take the stress to the boner-inducing scale. You take it to the boner-inducing scale. That's what you do.
Kinsey.
And you
say, Kinsey.
Dude, remember when Kinsey had the orgasm in the movie when Liam Neeson was playing him? And he was like, I can orgasm in like 12, in like 2 seconds, you know? And he just goes, hut, hut, hut. And
that was quarterback!
Yeah, a quarterback.
Dude. Kinsey was a fucked up guy.
I know, dude. I just watched a documentary and it fucking mentioned him. And apparently he would do crazy fucked up shit and have crazy scales.
Made like 11-month-olds come. Hey, Kinsey, you're canceled.
No, no, no. I know, but...
Like, what the fuck? We're canceling John Wayne because he said something in Playboy magazine?
Dude.
You made 11-year-olds come.
I know,
11-month-olds come.
I know, dude. Crazy shit, dude. Canceling people because they fucking, you know what I mean? God, because they were on. Fucking, remember when they tried to cancel Roseanne Barr for doing the shit that you did? Because you tweeted something on Ambien? Do you know what I mean? And now.
I almost got Roseanne, yeah.
Yeah, you almost got fucking Roseanne, but the fucking. Wow,
but she
dude.
Said something actually racist, which is actually pretty fucked up. It is,
I know, but she didn't know she did
it.
I know, but
it's harder to be like, I was on Ambien when you're like,
I don't remember what
just
she,
being racist.
I don't remember what she did.
Me neither. I
honestly.
Think it was a racist thing, though, right?
Okay, I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyway, but yeah, Kinsey's canceled. You should just fuck that woman.
Yeah, you have to put it on the scale, on the boner inducement scale.
Kinsey.
You have to fucking look at it and be like, the stress level is so where you look and you get a 6, the stress level is at 6. Now, when we bring it over to the boner inductor,
you know,
we look at
so the, not scientific.
We look at the boner inducement of this. You know, we look at her hourglass figure and we look at her titties and they come out further than her hips, but her hips at the bottom become big. So that is
titties.
And the
okay, now for the titties exam.
We equate her boner inducement to a 7.5. So you have 1.5 to play with. The stress is 6 and the boner induction. Wow. So what it is, you have a point 1.5 plus on the boner inducement scale. So go have an open relationship.
Deleted scenes from Kinsey.
And cut. We got it.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Shit. Lifeline. It's Mr. Cuban Link from 408 Indiana.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow. Jesus.
Hope you guys are in your 3-seater Ferrari with your dad.
Yeah.
Top down, titties sure. exposed, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's right.
It's got a little lifeline. We planted some pumpkins out in our backyard.
Okay.
It's July. On the left side of the trees is my property. On the right side is my neighbor's. Planted our pumpkins on the left side of the trees. Then a couple weeks later, neighbors mowed it over.
Oh.
Pretty pissed about it. Little BRM. Well, what do you guys think the repercussions are for that? Let me know.
I know what the repercussions
plant
are.
Plant pumpkins on their side.
Kate.
Yeah, baby.
Threat syndrome. Plant,
yeah, dude,
plant,
for real.
Plant pumpkins on their side.
Direct confrontation. Eye contact, direct confrontation. A knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. Door opens. Direct eye contact. Why did you mow my pumpkins?
Did they mean to?
You're going to find out when you ask them.
Did you mow over my pumpkins on purpose or not? And be careful because you don't want Mr. Cuban Link coming out.
No, but I think you should say, why did you do it?
Mm.
And then let them say what if they don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and if
you'll
they,
know. You'll be able to read that.
Oh, so you think that maybe they did it and they don't even know, dude. Pumpkins are very visible.
That's what you brought. You asked, did they do it on purpose?
I know.
So what are you fucking telling me? I'm just going along with
what
you said.
Did you mow my pumpkins? I don't like when my pumpkins are smashed. I don't like smashing pumpkins.
Wow.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just around the cage.
Yeah, dude.
They'll know what you mean.
That was cool when you sang. It's cool when I sing, too.
No, it's honestly just cool mostly when I sing. And dude, I want to be honest, and I hate saying it.
The flood of comments about how good I am at
because
singing
like
since the last two episodes
they like to piss me off.
Are unreal. I love you all. I appreciate you all. I know you love my singing. Chris hates it.
You can't
He's
do
wrong.
It like that.
You're all great.
Dude, you can't do it like that.
What does that mean? You can't do
you
what?
You can't do it like this. Despite all my rage, I'm still just around the cage. You can't do it like that.
I don't want to do it like that.
Well, whatever, bro.
Okay. Anyway, ask him, dude. Confront, direct eye contact. Why did you mow my pumpkins? They're your neighbor. Just knock on their door.
Hi, why did you mow my pumpkins?
Yeah, dude, exactly.
John Malkovich. All right, cool. Why did you mow my disgusting pumpkins?
Saduko, Spicoli. This guy's the shit. Sunny Bloomfield, New Jersey.
Oh, shit.
In my home studio.
Nice. And, close to where we're from.
Yes, I'm too a musician. Question's got to do with that. What do you guys do when you get writer's block? I know y'all are both creatives. Yeah. Wondering if you got any tips for us, any little things you like to do to keep it fun. Let me know. I'd love to hear back. And there are folks in this world that get it and that don't, and I really feel like y'all too get it. So appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. I don't have a soundboard, so I'm just going to play myself out. See you later.
Oh, shit. This guy's fucking killing it.
Wow, this shit. Took him all afternoon to do, you know what I mean? Took him all afternoon to do that video.
That was dope.
Neglected fucking duties that he had as a fucking, you know what I mean, friend and parent or whatever the fuck he is.
Was late picking up his wife at the airport.
Yeah. So where have you been? Sorry, dude. Look what I made.
Yeah. She forgave him for sure.
Yeah, but she goes, who's that for? And they go, these guys, and they go, oh, that's really cool. Yeah.
I think that my advice to people who ask about writer's block is always the same, which is that in my experience, of course I get writer's block. And when I do, when I panic or get mad at myself or try to like do some fucking thing to power through it, it actually makes it worse. You got to fucking cut the cord and let it go. And then you will circle back quicker. And quicker to good writing than you would have if you either like put pressure on yourself, made yourself do it, fucking got mad at yourself, whatever the fuck. You just got to fucking let it happen. It'll pass quicker if you do that.
So if you just relax and succumb to the writer's block.
Succumb to the writer's
if you
block.
Come to the writer's block. So, all right. So then what you do is you what if it lasts like a week?
It won't.
Got it. Wow. You're so confident with this shit, dude.
It won't. Unless you're like...
Then it will last a week.
You know? If you think you're fucking a bad writer because you're, why can't I? It's just like, it happens. Your brain is just doing a thing that naturally happens.
That was crazy when you went, oh, that was literally what I was doing when my friends were opting to burn themselves alive in my dream last night. That was what I was doing for real. I woke up to it. And then I fucking fell asleep again. And then I woke up to Kristen moving her shit and it hit my chest and I go, oh, and I had a fucking heart and my shit was pounding for so long I couldn't get back to sleep. And then I did an hour later and then I woke up to her about 10 minutes later fucking looking at Instagram. Didn't get good sleep all because of her. And my friends were opting to fucking burn alive in my head. Woo! All good, dude.
I mean, that might be more why you had a bad night's sleep than Kristen, you know?
I think though, you know,
bad dream will fuck up a night, dude. A whole day, a whole next day. I had a dream where I fucking tripped at a party and I shot a gun and a bullet hit dad. I didn't even know he was at the party. And dad died because I shot him. And I was like, just ruined the entire fucking next 2 days.
Senator, can we please get back to what the issue here?
Healthcare. Anyway, let it fucking pass. It will. Is my advice.
Let it pass. Just let it wash over you. How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi guys, huge fan.
It's cute.
I'm a true baby for life, cool. But I'm gonna say that this podcast actually might be my new favorite.
Wow!
My question today is: how would you react in my situation?
Check this out.
I have a stepmom that has stressed me out for 20 years. I have completely bit my tongue and not brought up any kind of issue with her for the sake of everyone around me, my sister, my dad, and it's just eating away at me. She's just very passive aggressive. It's not even that crazy. I just find her very stressful to be around. And as soon as I had my son, who's Calvin's age, and I'm pregnant with my second right now, I just found it even harder to deal with.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I kind of blew up on her a little bit for the first time ever a couple weeks ago. And I'm just deciding now, I think it's time to cut ties.
Who is her?
Stepmother.
Obviously, but that means possibly losing my relationship with my dad. And I've also experienced some guilt from my sister because it's going to make her life harder.
Yeah.
I think I know what the right call is. And I think I know what you guys will say. But I need your advice to help pump me up when I'm having moments of weakness with this decision. Because I've never put my foot down or established any boundaries. I'm also 8 months pregnant and not in the right mindset to be doing this stuff anyway. Yeah. So if you have any personal experience that you can give me for reference or any other advice, that would be great. Thanks. Bye.
What a cutie. So
I think right now, do whatever you want because you're 8 months pregnant. Yeah. Just fucking like don't don't, like, you can even block her fucking number if you want, or even your dad's too. It's like, you're 8 months pregnant, do what you got to do and don't worry about explaining it to anybody. I think ultimately in the long run, because if you do want to keep a relationship with your dad, I would say maybe you want to just let her know, look, if we're going to stay in touch, if we're going to have a relationship, I need it to be like this, and this is what I need from you, and this is what I need you to stop doing. And then if she can't do that, then you walk away and cut the cord, knowing you actually did try to actually just cut the cord without giving them the opportunity to meet the criteria that you have. It's not that that's a bad idea. It's not that that's morally wrong. I think you might end up living with some kind of regret if you give this woman the chance to actually be the kind of person that you want her to be in your life, at least. Then I think that going forward, even if she can't do it, you will feel better about yourself and your own life.
Okay, so I did the joke where her face opened up and another face came out,
right,
and was a demon and had a big tongue and goes, you know.
Yeah, we remember.
And I missed, what is her stepmom doing?
She's just passive aggressive and making her, but she didn't get that specific, but
yeah, okay.
She's clearly being struggling pretty fucking terrible. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Button pushing, I think, is the vibe I got. You know?
Dude, it's such a fucking fucked up, like, you don't choose your family, you know? Like, you gotta fucking be, I mean, you can, I guess, when you get to a certain age, you can choose to not be around them. But, like, it's so fucking annoying because, like, this doesn't just affect her and her stepmom. This will affect her dad. This will affect her sister.
Yes.
This will affect everyone. So you have to kind of tread lightly, even though, you blew up. It was 8 months. You're 8 months pregnant. You blew up. That's understandable, right? Because your hormones are going crazy. You're two people right now.
Do not feel bad about that.
Yeah, so don't feel bad about it. I think that the number one thing is, don't feel bad about how you're feeling and don't feel guilty about anything. You're a good person, obviously. Mm-hmm. You can tell that just by this. And like, just give yourself permission to not feel a certain way about how you're feeling.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Like, you feel the way you feel, and that's fine. I think that's the number one thing. And number two, you just got to be direct and be like, look, you know, you're being passive aggressive or whatever the fuck you want to say. Mm-hmm. It's too much, and it's affecting me, and maybe it's something we can both talk through. I mean, dude, we have instances in our lives where we deal with passive aggressive people all the time, and like, and it's hard and it sucks. And, you know, I guess, I don't know. If you do figure it out, let me know too, because I need to know.
I think something you said is important though. Mm-hmm. Like, don't put any kind of like edge or judgment or glean on the way she's making you feel. She's making you feel that way. Don't be like, I hate that she's making me mad. I hate that I'm getting upset at this. That's just a compounding of the problem. Like, she's doing it. That's the end of it. You have your brain. She has hers. They react in a certain way, and there's nothing anybody can fucking do about it. It's about how to move on from that, whether that's with her in your life or not. Be aware of compounding the problem. The problem already exists. Don't add any more to it. It's already there for you.
Mm.
But yeah, don't fucking feel bad about anything. If you end up having to cut her out of your life, fuck her. It's her fault.
Yeah. Cut her cord like you're going to cut that umbilical cord of that baby when it comes out. You know? But I'm just saying, like, there's going to be two cords at the same time. Be it symbolic. Like, I'm cutting this cord, and also in my mind, I'm cutting the cord for the stepmom.
In fact, say it when the doctors cut the
umbilical cord. Yeah. Do you know what this means? Like this with your... You know what that is too, symbolic of, to the doctor.
Yeah, and the doctor's like, okay, stay still, please.
No, because what happened is my my stepmom is really annoying and she's passive aggressive. So when we're cutting this cord, I'm imagining that it's the cord in my mind for the stepmom. Because she's very passive aggressive, and I don't want doctor like this. Snip, ma'am, leave please. All right, what's the baby's name?
Cute. Hi guys, naked. I am from Norway, and I work as a production dancer. And the work lets me travel all over the world, and I have to speak English a lot. But I've not resided in one place for long enough to pick up either a British accent or American.
I was going to make that joke.
So I've just kept my Norwegian one.
Yeah.
I have a broad vocabulary and I don't have a hard time making myself understood in most situations. So it works fine. But my problem is whenever I do a contract in a country that speaks English as their first language, and this is solemnly countries that has English as their first language, I get hassled a lot for my accent. And it includes comments about how I pronounce different words or my tone and the way I speak. Or what is most common is I get asked probably 4 or 5 times a day, where are you from? Mm. Oh, you have an accent. And this includes like grocery store where I buy food. And yeah. She would ask, do you want to pay cash or card? And I would say, card, please. And she would say, oh, you have an accent. Where are you from? Usually, I would politely tell them that I'm from Norway. And most of the times, they would have no idea where Norway is or what Norway is. And I don't see it as my job to educate them and explain geography. And I find it a waste of my time because it's happening so many times a day. God. That I would love if you could help me find a concise response which I can reply and kind of shut down the conversation. Or is this a perfect time for a spin move? Or should I sit down and learn an accent? And which one?
Dude.
Thank you. Life for it.
I was in, thank you for your submission, I was in high school and remember Dojun?
Oh, yeah.
What was he?
He was Korean. He joined the army, remember?
He was Korean?
South Korean army. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
To fight against Kim Jong-un.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean him just showing up at his doorstep like, hi, can I talk to you?
That was
used to do with us.
Imagine him in the army, you know?
Hey, is Chris home? So, just like this.
Yeah.
He was always like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is Kim Jong-un, is he...
can I talk to... At the border, you know? Yeah.
he would say to me, I have been working on my English accent. Do you want to hear?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, sure. And then I'll never forget this. And he leaned into my ear really close and he said, let's have lunch. And I'll never forget that, dude. Do that. Learn a fucking regular English accent.
Or it's so, it's, I feel bad for her. It's really annoying. If someone asks
spin move, it's great.
It is a spin move.
Norway.
Choice. It's a good time for a spin move, but.
Interesting answer. Cause Norway.
I think you could just be like Chicago. You know what I mean? It's like never explain.
Say anything. Honestly, you'll get a laugh and you'll just be able to fucking probably get out of a lot of the situations quicker if you just say Narnia.
Right.
And then they'll be like, ha ha ha. Oh, wait, but you're already spin.
You're already gone.
Yeah.
You've already spun.
That's been my mentality. So, just say, just either do a joke or just be like, I am, hello, paper or plastic. Yes, I am from, exactly, Jacksonville.
Right. Yeah.
Let's have lunch.
Atlanta.
I am from Atlanta. Let's have lunch.
Okay.
Yeah, that is so annoying, though. I'm sorry about American speaking countries.
Sucks, dude. American speaking,
you know how we do it.
Hey guys, loving the new podcast.
Nice.
So basically, my ex-husband and I were together for 10 years. We've been apart now for 4. He's had a girlfriend that whole time. I've had a boyfriend for the last 3. I'm actually pregnant due like any day now, so it's super exciting. But we both moved on and we're good, like no beef at all. The issue is his sister is a real nasty little C-word who made it very clear the entire relationship that she hated me for no reason. And she is pissed because we never officially signed divorce papers. Initially, we weren't sure what we were doing for a while, and then it just wasn't a big deal to us because we weren't fighting over anything.
Right.
So paperwork is started at this point, but she keeps going out of her way to harass me through different social medias. She keeps making new accounts to just randomly unprovoked message me and calling me a ton of nasty names and being awful to me. So
people?
I keep blocking her. I don't know what to do. My ex is so upset by this. Like, he's the sweetest person. He just keeps telling her to leave me alone.
What?
She's almost 40. Like, I shouldn't even be a thought in her life at this point. I don't get it. So what do I do? Thanks, guys.
Dude, people are so weird with that social media shit.
I know. People, it's
like, what did this
sickness,
person do
dude.
In the 90s?
It's a sickness.
Just sat down and was pissed off.
Yeah.
Dude, this
wrote letters, you know?
This is so weird, dude.
It's like a weird, it's like an epidemic. It's like a social contagion or something, the way people act about this shit.
What?
I don't even know what you could do.
I mean, you're doing the right thing. You're just blocking
just
and ignoring.
Yeah.
Don't engage.
I mean, her ex should handle it, though.
Yeah, but
if you were doing this to an ex of mine, I'd be like, Chris, what the
fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. And I would make you stop somehow.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense,
but
dude.
If I'm mentally unstable,
I'd
do it anyway.
This woman is mentally unstable, no question. That's the issue. Somebody needs to like get her help. That's
unless
so
the,
weird.
Unless the ex is, which it doesn't sound like it, the ex is telling her one thing and also doing a different thing, like being like, yeah, no writer. You know what I mean?
But they've been cool the whole time. I don't. Yeah, that doesn't sound likely.
Well, she's
maybe
mentally,
if it was tumultuous at some point, but it never was, she says.
There should be some sort of like, what do they call it? When you call the authorities on somebody, you to check on them and they take them to a mental place. What do they call it? It's like you're 86ing someone or something.
Yeah,
not 86. No. 5150. That there should be that kind of a thing with social media.
Yeah,
like you get to call somebody and then they get locked out of their all of their accounts.
Right. Yeah,
and they got to go to like or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah,
or like they get visited. Like this is real life.
Mental health.
But this is real life. Yeah. Like people think social media is just social media.
Yeah.
But it's real life, dude. This fucking woman is causing actual mental harm and stress to people.
I've been on the other end of shit like that before. Not that specifically,
no shit, so
but yeah.
But it's like, it's awful, dude.
It is. Yeah. It's really, really, it actually doesn't bother me, but it's bothered people around me so much. And I've seen the pain it causes people. It's really dark shit.
Yeah, me.
That woman needs extreme help.
Yeah, it's me.
It's not you, but it is you too, but that's it not what me. I was thinking about. Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's me.
Woman needs help.
But it's also, she's pregnant, dude.
That's crazy.
Like, she's about to pop a baby out.
Something's wrong with this woman. She's scary. She's scary to me. I'm scared.
I'm upset, man.
I'm scared.
I think that, honestly, it's the guy. You got to have a clear conversation. I know the guy's upset, your ex, but you got to have a clear conversation with him and be like, yo, something has to be done. I'm 8 months pregnant, whatever the fuck it is. Like, this woman is stressing me out. I can't be a new mom and be dealing with blocking these fucking Finsta accounts, you know?
Please
like,
help.
Please help. Please if help, you haven't had that conversation, have that conversation.
Yes, exactly.
And then also, congratulations on your baby.
Yeah,
I'll be in Dallas. I'll be in Wichita. I'll be in Atlanta, and I'll be in Washington D.C. And Savannah, Georgia. Go hit up chrislea.com for tickets. And we got a bunch of new merch that just came out, and we're working on Lifeline merch. We got that coming out soon.